How's the Zoom room set up there, Tori? Can you see us
all? We'll start off with Zach Buchanan. Go ahead, Zach.
Just anything new on Merrill?
No, you know, I didn't have a chance to connect with him yesterday, unfortunately. I've been trying to call him every single day, but with the day game, it snuck up on me. But I'll check in with him here after I talk to you guys. The last time I spoke to him, he was starting to feel better. He had a couple of rugged days and was you know, moving around, trying to do some different activities to get his body moving. And from the medical team today, when I asked how he was, they said that he's feeling much better. So I'll trust that evaluation for today from the medical team. But look, he still has a certain number of days before he's cleared. He's got to walk through different protocols to make sure we're executing that the right way and get the okay for Major League Baseball. But he's trending in the right direction.
Hey, Picoro.
Tori, are there any other injury updates of note? I know Weaver's supposed to go in one of the games tonight, right? One of the Reno games.
Correct. So he's going to go 65, 70 pitches. Cole Calhoun took some live at-bats today. I don't know how that went. I was just told that was his what was going to be happening with him today, but we'll get that breakdown here shortly. Joe Mantiply, will hopefully be getting cleared here in the next 24 hours. And then after that, he will be able to jump into throwing to some live hitters as well. So I'll keep you posted on that. I just spoke to Joe. He feels fine. He's been able to get active. Well, he's been staying active through this process and, you know, taking care of his body the best way that he can, you know, knowing that you're fairly quarantined and self-contained for 7 days. It's not easy, but he's been doing a good job with that.
Could Joe face hitters with you guys, or do you think that's the thing that happens at Salt River?
I think once he gets cleared, we're obviously here, and I think that'll take place at Salt River. In fact, I know it'll take place at Salt River.
Steve Gilbert.
Tori, any update on Caleb Smith situation?
I don't have any update. You know, I think Major League Baseball is still gathering all the information. I think they're waiting to get the glove, would be my understanding, because it's radio silence basically from their end, and it should be. They want to gather all the information that they possibly can before they send down their ruling. So, no, nothing we've heard has changed the status. He's still on our active roster with the ability to pitch tonight. But I'm anticipating a ruling for Major League Baseball here in the coming days, and then we'll react accordingly.
Have you guys already, I don't know, thought about, I guess whenever a ruling comes, he made it sound like he would immediately appeal. So you're not expecting to lose the player the second the ruling comes, right?
I think that's, based on the information that he's given you, he's given to us as well. And I think that's kind of what we're going to prepare for, is that there is going to be some sort of an appeal.
Sorry, this may be thinking too far. If you're going to lose him for 10 games and he's already stretched out, would it make sense to, if like, you know, that's coming down to like get a start out of him where, you know, some of those 10 games he'd be down anyway, just recovering? Like, would that hurt you less in terms of your roster than losing a guy you use a little more often out of the bullpen?
Yeah, it's a very fair ask, and it's a good thought. We haven't yet come up with a strategy. I think, that thought is probably about 7 to 10 days away from anything that we're thinking about, because I still think we're waiting for the ruling, and then there's going to be an appeal and probably a hearing of some sort. And once it gets to that point, when we know if there is a day of him having to step out, we'll figure out what the best process part of that, or what those the next part of that process will be to maximize his ability to perform. But I know what you're saying. Have him start. he's going to be down for 5 days. We knew it. We know it anyways. We haven't gotten that far, but it's a good idea.
Zach, Dorian.
Yeah, Tori, I know a lot's been kind of discussed about the Rockies' record on the home and at road being so wildly different from each other. I'm just curious if, having played them several times this year, both at Chase and in Coors, have you noticed anything different about the way they play at home or on the road?
Yeah, I know they have one of the best home records in baseball. It doesn't surprise me. They've got a good team. They've got good players. And you know, this is a different arena. This is a different place to play baseball games. You know, I know the players come in here, and potentially have big nights, big days because of the altitude. I manage the game differently. So, I know that it's always a challenge when we come in here, but that was my fault.
Sorry.
Oh, we lost you there, Tori.
I lost myself.
Hold on 1 second.
This is a really good view of you.
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, that was my fault. That was 100% my fault. Let's go back here like this so we get. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, they're just a good baseball team, and no matter where we play them, it's always a dogfight. And look, we're like stepbrothers. We share the same complex. We're in the same division. We know each other very well. No matter how each team's playing, we're gonna go out there and give it our best. And that'll be the expectation for us. And I'm sure it'll be the expectation for them. But yeah, they have an added ingredient. They're probably very comfortable and confident. There's a home field advantage I feel like they have.
Thank you, Gordon.
With your I was looking at your lineup today and saw Ellis was in there, and it made me recall that Josh Van Meter actually has pretty good numbers against lefties, and it just kind of got me thinking, where do you kind of fall on, you know, wanting to see some of these guys in situations where maybe they wouldn't be as comfortable for sort of development and experience versus, you know, getting someone like Drew Ellis into the most like advantageous situation possible?
Yeah, well, I wanted a bunch of the players together that I felt like were going to give us the best opportunity to win a baseball game. That's really what it's all about for me right now. I know I've spoken to you guys about potentially giving younger players some reps to see what we can get as far as evaluations. And we'll continue to do that. You know, Rose had an unbelievable year, and you're right. He handles any type of pitching. It doesn't matter if it's left or right, but he's an opportunity for me to get Drew in there against favorable matchups. And you just give him a little bit more experience. But we want guys to go out there and play to help us win games first and foremost, but knowing that we're evaluating them in this scenario is going to help us get one step closer to where we're trying to get to.
Josh Summers.
Two questions. First, just a quick follow-up on the Caleb Smith situation. Presuming that he does appeal and how long that appeal takes, it's conceivable that that could run out close to September 1 when rosters expand. So you may not actually be down to 25 players by the time all that occurs. Is that something that's been talked about or considered?
Yeah, we have to prepare for every timeline possible. So we have mapped out a strategy if it were to happen within the next 5 days, if it happens within the next week, or if it happens after September the 1st. So yeah, we're prepared for anything. And you know, playing with 25 players is something that we've done before in the past, because that's what the roster was for a long time. So we'll make it work no matter what the circumstances are.
Okay. And my second question is, what kind of shape do you feel that your bullpen's in heading into this series? Obviously, this is a tough place to pitch, and you expect the bullpen to get quite a workout. You feel like you're well stocked for it?
Yeah, I think we're in good shape. And we had our starter throw 8 innings yesterday, and we used one pitcher out of the bullpen. So you know, when you look at our usage and the paperwork that I'm following, there's a lot of empty spaces, and we got a lot of room for guys to go out there and execute and get the job done today.
Evan Thompson.
Hey, Torrey, I feel like this might affect basketball, football, and hockey more, but how much does the elevation affect endurance and fatigue in baseball?
Yeah, I know that our medical team gives me a lot of information, has me, you know, very well prepared for some of the challenges that coming up here. So it definitely it has an impact on patterns, your muscle recovery. So, you know, I typically like to give our players a day off coming in, a day off here, or a day off coming out. And I'm going to stick to that strategy. And it seems to have worked over the years where we've been okay with injuries. I know Cattell came up here and banged up his hamstring the first time we were in town. So it's not a perfect science, but it definitely has an impact. And, you know, for me personally, you know, just walking around and walking upstairs, you get a little out of breath. It takes a little while to get used to. So there is definitely something inside of that. And we just need to be mindful of it to make sure that we don't bang up our athletes or fatigue them to the point where they can't go out and perform.
Anything else? Retorian? Does that answer my question?
Just one follow-up to Evan's question, actually. Just from personal experience, when I've gone to high elevation, 7,000 feet and more, usually it doesn't personally hit me until the second or third day. And I was wondering if there was anything that's ever been discussed with the medical staff or any experiences you guys have had. Like, it's not so bad the first day, but second or third day is where it really starts to hit.
Yes. I think everybody's different, and it affects players or, each individual at different points in time, but you're right. The first day is not terrible for most, and then it's usually the second day. If that's not the case, everybody's good while they're here, but it's the day they come out of here that the body's a little fatigued. So I think everybody's a little bit different. I have my own situation that I walk through, and that'll be totally different from the guy sitting right next to me. But it's something that we need to be aware of and manage. And we've done okay with that over the years. So we'll continue to follow the same pattern that we have since I've gotten here.
Anything else for Torrey? If not, thank you, Torrey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Torrey.
Thank you, Torrey.
Thanks, Torrey.
Hey, Torrey.
Hey.